Today's Shir is Masech Yom Daf Nun, and we will begin on Daf Nun Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud Esvei. Yesterday, we had a discussion if when the Torah speaks about the power, in our context, the power that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, does it mean that you have the animal, or you yotze even b'dama shel power? And as we discussed in our previous Shir, the relevance of this question is if a Kohen Gadol brought the power on Yom Kippur, and before he could actually do the avodah with the power, he passed away, and they pointed another Kohen Gadol. Can the Kohen Gadol do the avodah b'dama shel power with the blood that he has of that power, or must we start from scratch with bringing a new animal? Ask the Gemara. How could you suggest that to fulfill the obligation of power, you have to start from scratch, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah b'domah shel power? The Torah HaKadosh speaks about the power kohen Mashiach. The power kohen Mashiach is a kohen gadol who was appointed being kohen gadol through having been smeared with the shemen hamishcha, and he erroneously asking something that is not permitted to be done as being permitted to be done, which in a normal situation, if a regular individual would do this type of aveira, he would be chayiv a karm chattis. But here, because of the Kohen's erroneous psak, people followed it. The halacha is he has to bring a special carbon, the par kohen hamashiach. And this karm chattis is different than all other karm chattis, whereas normally when one brings a karm chattis, the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach achitzin. This blood is sprinkled in the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, the meat of this carbon, unlike the usual karm chattis, which is eaten by the Kohanim, this meat may not be eaten by anyone. It's burnt in its entirety, michutz l'machna. And he discusses a situation where after the para was slaughtered and they did the Zrikas Adam and they burnt the Amorim, the Torah says, V'hoitzi es kol ha-para m'chutz l'machna. So we see that even after it went through all of these procedures, it still considered para. So why are you saying, asked the Gemara Terav Ami, that if you only have the dam of the para, it's no longer considered a par? Answers the Gemara, when the Torah uses the word par, it only means when the par is still alive. We just quoted the pasuk that says, V'hoitzi es kol ha-par amechutz l'machna, doesn't mean to teach us that it's still considered a par, even though you have very little of the par left. The pasuk is coming to teach us, El shiyoitzi es kula, that the halach is that everything that's left over from the par has to be taken mechutz l'machana for sreifa. That's the din that this pasuk is trying to teach us. Nothing to do that until what point is it considered a par, at what point it's not considered a par. Ask the Gemara, but the pasuk says by the avoid of Yikapurim, v'es parachatos v'es sirachatos ashehu v'es tomam l'chapa b'koidish Yoitze mechutz l'machna, the sofa be'eshes aroysom, ves besorim ves pirshom. So here we have, again, a situation where the blood was already, we already had Zrikas Adam, it's still called par. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, Amra papa ba'or, when we speak about the skin of the animal, bus, or the flesh of the animal, or the perish, the waste of the animal, the kul amaloi pligi, everybody will agree, there is no disagreement, that even after the shechita, it's still in the category of par. Ki pligi, when do we have a machloikis? Bedam. The discussion we're speaking here is about the dam, where the kohen gadol, as we know, must enter the kodesh hakodashim with the dam of the par. And the question is, if he didn't bring the par at the beginning, and all we have now is the par that was brought by the other kohen gadol, by the original kohen gadol, is it still considered par? Mar, Rish Lakish and Rav Yitzchak are of the opinion should dam ikri par, that that's still considered a par. And Mar, Rav Chanina and Rav Ami of the opinion, dam, the dam alone la ikri par. Says the Gemara, Amr of Ashim, Stabra command Amr dam ikri par. If we have to think about it, we'll have to conclude that the dam itself is still considered par. Because, says the Gemara, the Ksiv, the Pasuk, by the power of Yom Kippurim says, B'zoi shova Aaron al-Kosh b'par ben bakar. Says the Gemara, the Torah says that that's how the Kohen Gadol should enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, what does that mean when the Pasuk says, b'par ben bakar? Does the Kohen Gadol grab onto the horns of the animal? Does the Kohen Gadol grab onto the actual animal and go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Elo, what does the pasuk mean to say that the kohen should enter the kodesh hakodashim bedomai with the dam of the par? Yet what is the Torah calling that dam in this pasuk? The Torah is calling that dam in this pasuk karle par. The Torah is still calling it a par. So we see that the domai shel par is called a par. V'idach, and the other man dam who says that when we only have the dam of the par, it's not called par. How's he going to interpret this pasuk? Says the Gemara, he's going to interpret the pasuk of b'zoi shava aron l'kodesh b'par ben bakar b'ma'achuch shalava aron lava l'kodesh. Under what circumstances may the kohen gadol enter the kodesh kedoshim b'par ben bakar l'chatas? If he had originally brought a par ben bakar for a korban chatas and slaughtered it properly, then he could continue doing the avodah. But it had to be that he began with the par, and the Kohen Gadol cannot begin just with dam shel par. So as we have been discussing, the Gemara in our previous shir had a discussion if the Kohen Gadol shechted his par and was nifter, can the Kohen Gadol who replaces him enter with the dam of the par of the Kohen Gadol Rishon? Asked the Gemara, that very often throughout Shas, we speak about Chattas, Chamesh Chattas Shemesa Baleo. The Gemara often speaks about different circumstances where Karban Chattas Lamisa Azla is taken to die. And one of the most common examples is Chattas Shemesa Baleo, that if somebody designated an animal for Karban Chattas, and before he could bring the Karban Chattas, he passed away, then the Karban Chattas is no longer brought. And we always explain the reason is because the purpose of bringing a Karban Chattas is to serve as a kapara. But once the person passes away, he already had a kapara, and there is no reason for him to have to bring a Karban Chattas. And since there's no reason for him to bring a Karban Chattas, the Karban Chattas that he designated is a Chattas Shemesa Baleo. So ask the Gemara, so how could we suggest that the second Kohen Gadol could go and do the avoida with the par, with the dam of the par of the first Kohen Gadol? Typically, why shouldn't we say that this is a situation, the Chattas Shemesa Baleo, that the first par was the par of the first Kohen Gadol? And as we just explained, the Gemara was discussing a situation where that first Kohen Gadol passed away. And we know that Aloch is, that Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, is v'chata shemesa b'leah l'misa ozla. So how can we have a discussion what if he can use this carbon, if he can or he can't? Here, it should be clearly a situation v'chata shemesa b'leah. Amalei, so answers the Gemara, Amalei Rav Avin bar Rav Adel l'Rava, Amrei Talmidach, Amar Rav Amram, your Talmidim responded to this question in the name of Amram, chatas tzibahu. This power is not your regular karma chatas, where certainly there is a halacha of Chattas Shemesa Baleo L'Misa Azla. Here, as we learned, the Torah says that this par, Vikr of Aaron is a par, Chattas Shaloi, V'chipa Ba'adoi Ba'ad Esoi. So it's not just for one individual, it's brought for an entire tzibur. And the halacha is Loi L'Misa Azla. The halacha of Chattas Shemesa Baleo is only by the chattas of an individual. And the explanation is very simple, given what we just said. Chattas, if a person was obligated to bring a karma chattas, and he started it, and then he passed away, so as we explained, he had a kapara. And since he had a kapara, there is no point in continuing bringing the karma chattas. But here, we're dealing with a situation of the tzibur. And the halacha is that the tzibur of Klal Yisrael never passes away. So the halacha of chata shemesa baleo doesn't apply here. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, in Masechta Temura, daf yudalet amud aleph, amalei, the Mishnah over there speaks about the difference between Kabbanas Tzibur and Kabbanas Yochid. The Mishnah says that the Kabbanas Tzibur are Doicha Shabbos, Doicha Tuma. Kabbanas Yochid aren't Doicha, not Shabbos, and not Tuma. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. Says Ramei to the Tanakama. Amalei Ramei. Ramei says to the Tanakama, V'loi par Yom Kippurim, which we've been discussing. V'chaviti to Kohen Gadol. We know that every day the Kohen Gadol had to bring an Isorin of Soilus, and he would divide it into two, and with that he would bring three lugam of wine, and he would mix the flour and the oil, and he would bake 12 challahs. Six of the challahs would be brought in the morning, six of the challahs would be brought in the afternoon. So the Mishnah Ramei speaks about the Par Yom Kippurim, the Par of the Chavita Kohen Gadol, and Pesach, that all three of these kabbonis are carbon yochidu. They're brought by individual. The Par of Yom Kippur is brought by the Kohen Gadol. The Chavita Kohen Gadol are brought by the Kohen Gadol. The Karm Pesach is brought by individuals, and yet the Doichas is a Shabbos for Satoma. But what is he speaking about in this brisa? Don't we see there a mayor that holds our the Par Yom Kippur, Chavita Kohen Gadol, a kabbonis tzibur? That Rameyer, obviously, in understanding the dialogue that's going on in that Mishnah, the Rameyer heard that the Tanakhama held that the Par Yom Kippurim is in the category of a carbon tzibur, and he disagreed, and he said that they're a carbon yochid. So we see from here that clearly there's a mandamah that says that the Par of Yom Kippur is a carbon tzibur. If the Par of Yom Kippur is a carbon tzibur, then your question that if the Kohen Gadol, the owner of that carbon, passes away, shouldn't it lemisa azla? The answer is it's not a carbon yochid and it doesn't go lemisa. So Tosfos asks that even if we'll say that it's a carbon tzibur, still it's a carbon tzibur, the halacha is that yes, the halacha of chamish chatas mesis, the halacha lemoshe Sinai of chamish chatas mesis, Mesois does not apply by carbon tzibur, but the halacha still is that yirat yistav. We have to let them die. So, what are we accomplishing as Tosfos by answering that it's a chat, that it's a carbon tzibur? So Tosfos answers that the halacha of a chatas tzibur, if the limit that's yirat yistav, that's only a din derabbanan. Moreover, says Tosfos, that din the Rabbanan only applies if there was a kapara affected in a different manner. Here, if the Kohen Gadol died after his par was slaughtered, there was no kapara affected with another carbon. But since there was no kapara affected with another carbon, the din of Yerusha Yitztayev would not apply. Tosfos Yeshanim asks that how can we, the Gemara is saying that it's clear based on the dialogue we see in that Mishnah in Masechta Temura that there are Tanakamas of the opinion that the Chavita Kohen Gadol are a carbon tzibur. Ask Tosfos Yeshanim, how can we say that the Chavita Kohen Gadol are a carbon tzibur? As we said, the Chavita Kohen Gadol are donated on a daily basis by the Kohen Gadol. They're his private carbon. So Tosfos Yeshanim answers that since, and we learned this earlier in our Masechta, the Chavite Kohen Gadol were brought every day with the carbon Tamid. So that's why they're given the same status as the carbon Tamid. And since the carbon Tamid is obviously a carbon Tzibur, so too is that. Other Rishonim say that truthfully the Gemara could ask this question, but the Gemara, that how could we suggest that the Chavite Kohen Gadol are a carbon tzibur? But the Gemara is taking a different approach to ask on this mahalach. Says the Gemara, Ulu Tameich, that according to you, You're saying that these karbanos, including the par of Yom Kippur, are considered a karban tzibur. The Tani, we learned in a brayse, Amalei Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said that to the man Dama that says that the karbanos tzibur adoicha Shabbos Tumah. So he asked him, "V'loy par halam davish tzibur." The halacha is that if the tzibur did an aveira, for which if an individual had done that aveira, he would have to bring a karban chatas. But the reason this aveira was done was because Beis Din issued an erroneous psak, and most of Klal Yisrael acted on that erroneous psak, and then they recognized that they made a mistake. They have to bring a par helam dover shel tzibur. And there's machloikus tanoim, how that's brought. Ramea's opinion is that what the Beis Din brings one par for all of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says that every shevet brings its own par. According to Shimon, we do both. The Beis Din has to bring a par, and every shevet has to bring a par. If Beis Din again issued erroneous psak regarding Avodah Zarah, the Torah says that they have to bring a par la'ayla, usir izim l'chatos. And again, here we have a machlokes from Sech Dehorius. According to Meir, Beis Din brings a par in Tzor. According to Yehuda, every shevet brings a pavasar, and according to Rav Shimon, the Beis Din brings a pavasar, and every shevet has to bring a pavasar. And a chagiga, and when we speak about the carbon chagiga, the carbon tzibahim, they're all in a situation of carbon tzibah, and the aloch is ein doich lois shavus lois utama, says the Gemara. By Rabbi Yaakov making the statement, Mechlal de Kamanda Omer, obviously there's a Manda Omer that is of the opinion that they considered carbon yochid. Can you say that? Can you say that the par helam dover? Can you say that the Sirei Avodah Zarah are considered carbon yochid? They're clearly carbonos tzibur. There's nobody that could hold that they're anything else. So as the Sfas Emes explains the Gemara, what the Gemara means to say is, even if we could have a conversation about the Par Yom Kippurim, the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, the Karban Pesach, if they're Karban Yochid, if they're Karban Tzibur, we said before, it seems the Rameya is addressing the Tanakama and telling the Tanakama, you obviously hold that they're Karbanos Tzibur. You could maybe consider them Karban Tzibur. Nobody could say that in this case that they're considered a Karban Yochid. Ella, how must we understand these dialogues? Ramei and Rabbi Yaakov are saying Latanakama Kamahada. They were speaking to the Tanakama. The Shamid the Kamer, that they heard that the Tanakama made a statement that the Karban Tzibur Doichas Shabbos was a Tuma, the Karban Yochid, and the Doichas Lois Shabbos Lois a Tuma. To which Ramei says to the Tanakama, is this a hard and fast rule? The Karban Yochid Klaluhu, that the Karban Yochid is never Doich Shabbos and Tumah? V'aloi Par Yom Kippurim v'chavite Kohen Gadol u'Pesach, which are Karban Yochid, and yet the Doich Shabbos was a Tumah. V'am l'Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov asked the Tanakhama a different kasha. You want to tell me Karban Tzibur Klaluhu, that there's a hard and fast rule that the Karban Tzibur is always Doich Shabbos and Tumah? So he asks the Tanakama, V'loi parhelm dovash tzibur, V'sirei avodas kechavim, V'chagiga, that all of them are certainly carbon tzibahu, and ain't a doichan lois a Shabbos, lois a tuma. So therefore they tell the Tanakama, you must be on the wrong track. What is the way to express the rule? El nekoi tai klal biyotcha. This is the rule. Kol shezman kavur, any carbon that has to be brought at a specific time, doichas a Shabbos with tuma. You could bring on Shabbos, and you could bring betuma, and even if it's a yochid, even if it's a carbon yochid. And on the other hand, the kol she'ein zman kavur, and any carbon that doesn't have a set time when that carbon must be brought, and a doich lois a shabbos lois a tuma, even if it's betzibur, like a parakam davish betzibur or sira avodah zarah. So from this dialogue, we have no raya going back to our sugya that we wanted to say that the par of the Yom Kippurim is a carbon tzibur. We have no raya that it's a carbon tzibur. It could be it's a carbon yochid. Why is it a carbon yochid? Because the Kohen Gadol has to use his own funds to pay for it. And since he has to use his own funds to pay for it, that's why it's considered a carbon yochid. and we don't have your answer that it was considered a carbon tzibur falls away. So here the Gemara says that the chagig is a carbon tzibur, but it's not doicha Shabbos. And Rashi explains why is it not doicha Shabbos, because since we know that if the Karma Chagiga wasn't brought on the first day Yontif, we could bring it during the rest of the Yontif. So that means that there's no Zman Kavua, there's no specific time that it must be brought. Taisus says a different pshat. He says that it has nothing to do with Tashlumim, because Karma Pesach also has Tashlumim on Pesach Sheni, and yet we bring the Karma Pesach on Shabbos and Tumah. And therefore, Tosfos explains that the reason the Karma Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos and Tumah, because the Torah says, regarding the Karma Chagiga, V'chagoysim oisoi chag la'Hashem shivas yomim b'shana. And the question is, V'chi shivas yomim b'shana, is it 7 days? It's 8 days. From here we see that it's not Doicha Shabbos. So according to Tosfos, there's a special Gzeiros HaKosuv that it's not Doicha Shabbos. It's not Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara goes back to the discussion if the Parag Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim is or isn't a Karban Tzibur. Eisvei Abaya. Abaya asked the following question. Parvas Asher Yom Kippurim Sh'avdu. If the animals that were designated to be the par or the son of Yom Kippurim that got lost, V'ifrish Eichereim Tachteim. So they took different animals, and then you found the first animal, the loch is kulam yimusu, they're put to death. Similarly, says the Braisa, v'chein sirei avodes kachavim, sh'avdu, v'fesh ha'chachteim tachteim, kulam yimusu, divrei b'Yehuda. Why? Because they're in the category of chatos sh'niskapu b'aleha. We spoke about this earlier. If the owner of the carbon had a kapara with a different, if the owner of the carbon had a kapara with a different animal, so there's no purpose in this animal anymore. Once he had the kapara, he had the kapara. So there's a loch l'moshe m'sinai that it's l'misa azlitz taken to death. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Yirush Yistavu, wait till they become balimum, v'yimachru v'yiplu t'meim l'dova. They're taken till they left to die, and then until they become balimum, and after they become balimum, they're sold and they're brought to Oilus Keitz Mizbeach. Oilus Keitz Mizbeach, as we've said, is that they never wanted that the Mizbeach should not have animals, carbonus, brought on it. So if there's ever a situation where no carbonus being brought, they brought those Eilus Tzibur. Shein Chata Tzibur, the loch of Lemisa Azla doesn't apply by Chata Tzibur, only by Chata Yochid. So we see that Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon are clearly calling the power of Yom Kippurim a chatas atzibur. Omele, so Rava responds, my power, when the Braisa says that the power is called the carbon tzibur, it's not talking about the power of Yom Kippur. The power of Yom Kippur, he will not agree, is a carbon tzibur. What's he speaking about? Power helm dovish atzibur. Tzibur. It's about the parahelm dovish tzibur that he's calling a carbon tzibur. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that he's talking about the parahelm dovish tzibur? The Braisa expressly says v'ha shal Yom Kippurim tani. The Braisa clearly says we're talking about the power of Yom Kippur. Answers the Gemara, kik tani. When we're speaking about Yom Kippur, it's talking about the soil. And the Braisa means to say that the parahelm dovish tzibur and the sor of Yom Kippurim are considered a chatas tzibur, but the par of Yom Kippur will be a chatas yochid. And what's the difference between the sawyer of Yom Kippur that we call it a chatas tzibur, and the par of Yom Kippur that we call it a chatas yochid? The difference is very simple. The sor of Yom Kippur, the funding for it came from the tzibur, and therefore it's called the carbon tzibur. The funding for the par of Yom Kippur came from the Kohen Gadol, and that's why it's called a carbon yochid. And therefore, it's very, very different, and that's why this could be called a carbon tzibur, and this can be called a carbon yochid. The Chazanish goes on to say that there's another fundamental difference, something that we've discussed previously. The sor is only identified to be the sor of Yom Kippur through the Hagrola, through the Goyrul that we took, which was certainly done as an Avodah Tzibur. Whereas the power of Yom Kippur was designated when the Kohen designates it as the power of Yom Kippur. And therefore, they're very different halacha. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara still persists in asking for Tanya. There's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Parsha Yom Kippurim, Besorsha Yom Kippurim, Shavdim Frisho Achreim Tachteim, if one of these two Kabbonis got lost and they designated a different animal, Kulam Yemusu Divar Rabbi Yehuda, they go to Misa. Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, Rami Yirash, Yistav, Yimach, Yipul, the Meim, the Dova. Shein Chatatzi B'Mesa. So here, we can't in any way manipulate this Braisa. The Braisa is very explicit that it's talking about the power of Yom Kippur. And still it says that the Rebbe Lazar of Shimon considered a Mechatzit Tzibur. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Braisa is Loitei Meshein Chatzit Tzibur Meisa. And by there, we're going to say clearly that this is an indication that they considered a Chatzit Tzibur. Elei Meshein Chatzit Ashutfim. They're considered a chatas ashutfim and a chatas ashutim mesa. But I'm not going to agree that they're considered a chatas hatzibur. So ask the Meiri, how could we have a concept of a chatas ashutfim? The definition of a karma chatas, as we keep on repeating, is if somebody did an aveira and the Torah prescribes that given the aveira he did, and given the circumstances that he did the aveira, he has to bring a karma chatas. So how could you have two people, even if they did the aveira, they did the exact same aveira, even if we'll go so far to say they did it together, they did it at the same time, every individual who did that aveira, asked the Meiri, is chayiv, a separate karma chatas. So how could we ever have a situation of a chatas hashutfim? So the Meiri answers that the definition of a chatas ashutfin could be that if somebody did an aveira and there are two people who are donating an animal on behalf of that individual who's mechuyev to bring a karmat chatas, and that will be considered a chatas ashutfin. But ask the Gemara, or my nafkamina. So the Gemara says, okay, you're going to tell me that the power of Yom Kippur is not a chatas atzibur, but we're going to call it a chatas ashutfim. But the halacha is that the only time that a chatas goes lemisa is when it's a chatas hayochid. So yes, you're going to defend yourself and say the braisa is talking about a chatas ashutfim, not a chatas hatzibur. What's the difference? The halacha, the question that you asked, that it should go lemisa, isn't possible because it's a chatas ashutfim. Answers the Gemara. The halacha is that whether it's considered a chatas tzibur or whether it's considered a chatas shutfim, doesn't make a difference. Why did he say it? The lemaisa kahanim par by raw. The kahanim don't have to bring a par helm davish shot tzibur based on an erroneous psak of Bezdin. That means if Bezdin issued erroneous psak to which shevet, the halacha is that shevet has to bring a par helm davish tzibur. But if the bezdin of the kohanim issued an erroneous psak, and the kohanim did an aveira based on that incorrect psak, the halacha is a par helm davish tzibur is not brought. Because when is a par helm davish tzibur brought? When it's a tzibur, when it's a kohol. What defines a tzibur in Klal Yisrael is when that Kehillah, when that tzibur gets a shear in Eretz Yisrael. But the kahanim are not considered a tzibur, they're considered shutfim. And that's what we're trying to teach here. That if we would have called the power of Yom Kippur a power of chatas tzibur, we could easily make a mistake and think that the halacha par helm davish tzibur ought to apply. So that's why the Gemara goes out of its way to call it a chatas ashutfim, that the din of chatas aparam davish tzibur would not apply. But the Achronim point out that that's only regarding the Kohanim. The Kohanim, since they didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so even though the Kohanim did something wrong based on the bezdin of Kohanim issuing an incorrect psak, the din of aparam davish tzibur will not apply. Shevet Levi, however, is considered a kohol. Because as we just said a moment ago, the definition of a kohol is if you get a shear in Eretz Yisrael. And since the Levium got the 48 cities in Eretz Yisrael, where are Ari Miklat, therefore they are considered a kohol. Another question is that the Migdash Tavar asks, if we're being mechadish now that the power of Yom Kippur is considered a power of shutfim, so the halacha is if shutfim bring a carbon together, the halacha is each one of the shutfim has to do smicha. So why over here, when the power is brought on Yom Kippur, does only the Kohen Gadol do smicha? All of the kahanim, if we're considering them shutfim, should have to do smicha. So the Mikdash David answers that the halacha of smicha is not connected to the owner of the carbon, it's connected to the one who's bringing the carbon. So even though, says the Mikdash David, that we're bringing this par on Yom Kippur is a shutfus of all the kabbanis, yes, but the owner, the one that has to bring the carbon, is strictly, as the Torah tells us, only the Kohen Gadol, and therefore only he has to do smicha. Tashma. So now we're learning that Rava holds that the power of Yom Kippur is not a chatas tzibur. The Bai Rebbe Elazar. Ask the Gemara, we find that Rebbe Elazar asked the following question. L'divrei ha'omer, power Yom Kippur and Karban Yachid. According to a maid that holds that the power Yom Kippur is a Karban Yachid, the question is, Oysa Tamura, can you do a Tamura with that animal? We know the Torah speaks about a parsha that if somebody designates an animal as a Karban, the Torah tells us, it may not be substitute, says the Torah. Vim hama yomer. If somebody does do that substitution, the Torah says vahama yomer behema behema vayuhu usmarosai ye kaidish. They're both considered kaidish. So ask the Gemara. According to Rameyer, who we learned in the previous Amid, is of the opinion that the par on Yom Kippur is a carbon yachid. The question is, so will it be subject to the halacha oisa tamura ein oisa tamura? Because only a carbon yachid can make a tamura. La mechlal, by asking the question this way, isn't this clearly indication? Dikleman da amar, that it's considered a par, that it's considered tzibur. So how could you say, Rava, that no one holds that it's a par tzibur? Says the Gemara, what we mean to say is, Mechlav Diklamandom, that's considered carbon shutfim, but it still could be that nobody will agree that's considered a par tzibur. Gufa, says the Gemara, by Rebbe Lozer, L'divrei ha'omer, a coin to remain that holds the par b'yom kippurim, the par b'yom kippurim is a carbon yachid. So we go back to the question, Oysa Tamura, Ein Oysa Tamura, is it a candidate for Tamura or not? And the Gemara says, B'mai Kamibayle. The question is that it's certainly, as we said earlier, even if we're not going to agree that it's a carbon tzibur, it's a carbon shutfim. And since it's a carbon shutfim, the halacha is a carbon shutfim is also not subject to milah, says the Gemara, because the question that's being posed is when we speak about a carbon being a candidate for tamura or not, do we go bossa magdish linen? That if one individual is magdish the carbon, it's in the category of a carbon yachid and is subject to halachas of tamura. And when we speak of the power of Yom Kippur, the only one that was magdish the carbon, as we said a few moments ago, was the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, maybe it's considered a carbon yachid and it should be subject to halachas of tamura. Or, basim skapers linen. Do we go according to the people who get the kapara? And as we've said, that the kapara of the power of Yom Kippur wasn't just for the Kohen Gadol, but it was for all of the Kohanim, so therefore it should be considered a carbon of shutfim, and it's not subject to Tamura. Ask the Mara, what's the question? Pshita, the Basim Eskapas Linen. Of course we go after who gets the kapara, because, says the Gemara, there were three halachas the Ravu Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Hamagdish Moisef Chaimish. The halacha is that if somebody donates an animal for a carbon, and then that animal develops a mum, and it can't be brought as a carbon. So the person, when you paid it, when the owner is paid it, redeems it, he has to add a chaymish. So what would be the halacha if the owner of one person was obligated in a carbon, but another person was magdish that animal on his behalf, and then became balmum? Who is the one that has to add the fifth? Is the one that's going to have the kapara, or the one that's going to be magdish? So the halacha is that the magdish mice of chaymish. And as the Briska Rav explains, it's not because he's considered the owner. As we're going to clearly see, it's not that the halacha necessarily holds that the one that was magdish the carbon is considered the owner. But rather, it's a special halacha that the one who spent the money on buying the carbon is the one that has to add the fifth. Another halacha, hamskaper oisa batamura. However, the one that's going to have the kapara with this carbon, he's the one that can make a tamura. And another halacha is hatayrim mishaloi al shel chaveroi. The halacha is, of course, we know that every year in Eretz Yisrael, produce that's grown based on the year of the Shemitah cycle, they have to take off trumas maisris. And the halacha is that one person can take trumas and maisris on behalf of someone else, even without his permission. That means I could use, with his permission, even if I use my produce, I could take truma on behalf of someone else if he gives me permission. The halacha is that when somebody gives trumas and maisris, there's a concept of tovus hanor. Tovus hanor means that the person who's giving the trumas and maisris is the one that has the right to choose which koyin, which levi, which oni should get it. So if I'm giving truma on behalf of someone else, the halacha is I get the right to choose. But what we see from here, that as far as tamura, we go according to the miskaper. So if we're going according to the one that's having the kapara, we go back to our original point. Since, even if we'll say that the kohen gadol is the one that brings the pays for the power of Yom Kippur, but who has kapara with that power? All of the kahanim. And we just learned that as far as hilchas tamura are concerned, all of the people who have kapara make the difference as far as hilchas tamura. And since they're at Tzibur, it's all the kohanim, it should not be subject to tamura. So what was the question? What was the question? It's very interesting, tshuva, from the Kozmog Rebbe Zatzal, and the Shas of Tshuva Stiver Yatziv, Yoridei Simen Kuf Tzadik. He says that if in a situation, as we just described, where I'm taking truma on behalf of someone else, and I'm doing it with his permission, we know when truma is separated, the halacha is that the one who's doing the actual hafrashas truma, even though it's not on my own behalf, it's on behalf of someone else, he would be able to make a bracha. I would be one to make a bracha. Says the Gemara, loylam pshitalei, the bas miskapas linen. Says the Gemara, of course there's no question. When we speak about hilchas tamura, we always speak about the person who's having the kapara. So if that's the case, why do we have a question about the power of Yom Kippurim? There's so many people, all of the kohanim, who are having the kapara. Says the Gemara, this is the question. The ech of a kohanim, all the kohanim who get a kapara through the power of Yom Kippurim, how do we look at that kapara? Do we say, they are part of the kapara. The kapara that the power of Yom Kippur accomplishes is for all of them. Adilva bekufyu miskapra. They're only part of the group. The real kapara is on behalf of the kohen gadol. But the other kohanim come along. They're not really, it's not really that it's their, it's really not considered their carbon. They just come along with them, says the Gemara. Tashma. So that's why, if they're not really the owners, so it's really the carbon of one individual. If it's really the carbon of just one individual, we could understand, if it's really just the carbon of one individual, the kohen gadol, we could understand, is it subject to tamur, the question of if it's subject to tamur or not. How do we look at all the other kahanim who have a kapara with this carbon? Tashma. So Gemara wants to answer this question from the following braisa. The Braisa says, Chaim Bezevach Men Truma, a regular carbon has a Chumra versus a Tamura, for Chaim Betamura Bezevach. And a carbon that was identified as a carbon because it's a Tamura of a carbon has certain stringencies over a regular carbon. Explains the Braisa. Chaim Bezevach, what is the Chumra of a regular carbon over a Tamura? She Zevach, a regular carbon, Noig B'Yachim B'Tzibur, it could be, you could have a carbon Yachim, you could have a carbon of a Tzibur. We, as we learned, for early doichas of Shabbos or Tumah, under certain circumstances, they're brought on Shabbos, they're brought betumah, vayis a tamura, and a regular carbon can be made into a, could affect a tamura. Masha en kain, betamura, it doesn't apply by carbon tzibur, as we mentioned earlier. The tamura can never be brought on Shabbos. That can't be brought on tamura. It can't be brought betumah. Going back to something we learned earlier in the shir, the only time a carbon is doicha Shabbos and tuma is when it has a zman kavua. These kabbanis don't have a zman kavua, and it can't make a tamura because the halacha is ein tamura isa tamura. One tamura cannot make another tamura. Continues the brisa. V'chaim b'tamura b'zevach shetamura chala balmum kavua. Even if you made a tamura, an animal which is a balmum. The tamura is effective. Any yotzel chul al gazus of it, and if you apply the tamura that it has a mum, that animal can never be used to work with or to shear its wolf. Wol mash enkem bezavach. If you were magdish an animal which is a balmum, it never attains a kedushas aguf, and therefore, since it never attained a kedushas aguf, when you apply it, you could take the wool, you could work with it. Says the Gemara, let's understand Hai Zevach, this regular carbon that's being referred to in this Braisa. Hey Chidomi, what is the case of this carbon? Ilayim the Yochid, it was speaking about a carbon Yochid, so we go back to something we spoke about earlier in the Shir. Dochi Shabbos V'tumah, a carbon Yochid is never Dochi Shabbos V'tumah. It must be speaking about a carbon Tzibur. But the question is, if we're talking about a carbon Tzibur, Mi Yosha Tamura, it must be speaking about the power of Yom Kippur, which is considered a Karm Chattis, which is Noig even B'Tzibur. And the Brice is teaching us that, of course, the power of Yom Kippur is Doiches Shabbos V'Tumah, because the Kvila is man. It can only be brought on Yom Kippur and Oysa Tamura. And the Brice clearly indicates that this carbon can make a Tamura. Obviously, this Brice is teaching us that the power of Yom Kippur is considered a carbon Yochid. Amar Rav Sheshes, no. What would the Braisa is speaking about? So this is an answer to many questions. Here we clearly see that the power of Yom Kippur is considered a carbon yachid, and we also see that this carbon could be subject to be a candidate for tamura. Amar Rav Sheshes loy. We don't have to say that this Braisa is speaking of the power of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. It's talking about the Eloi shel Aaron. That in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to bring a special aisle. As the Torah Kedusha says, "Bezois Yovai Aaron laKodesh, the parben bakel chatas for ayla oila." So it's a carbon oila. It's doicha Shabbos and tumah because it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, and it's a carbon yochid. So that's why it can make a tamura, and the tamura will also be brought as an oila, but it's not doicha Shabbos and tumah, and it doesn't make a tamura because a tamura ain't tamura is a tamura. But we don't have an answer yet about the power Yom Kippur, does it make a tamura or not? Says the Gemara, Hachinam Yom Stabra, and I'll tell you that it makes sense to say that Braisa that we just learned is speaking about the isle of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and not about the power. This Al-Kadatach that was speaking about Para, tamura the power, Shabbos v'tumah hudaloy dachya, havachah makrif carbon, it seems to indicate that the tamura of this carbon that we're speaking about would not be brought on Shabbos and not betumah, but during the week we would bring it. But that's not true, because as we spoke earlier in our shir, there are chamish chattis meses, and one of the chattis that's taken to death is a tamura's chattis. But tamura's chattis lemisa ozlo. It must be that we're speaking about the aisle. Says Moral Oilam, maybe we could say the Bryce is speaking about Paro. If that's the case, what is it meant when it spoke about the halacha tamura? It's talking about shame tamura. There is such a concept of a tamura that can be brought during the week, which is that the tamura of an oila. But here we're speaking about the par, which will not be brought. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to say that the Braisa, when it says the word tamura, it doesn't mean any specific carbon. It's speaking about tamura as a category. So when the Braisa speaks about zavach, nami, we're going to have to interpret it's speaking about shame zavach. It's speaking about a category. And with comparing tamura to zavach. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then why are we saying that the zavach has these halachas? The halacha is, some of the halachas would not apply by a zavach, and some of them would apply by a zavach. So the entire halacha of the Braisa is incorrect. Says the Gemara, when we speak about a tamura, we're speaking about the general category. Shem zavach lo ktani. When we speak about a zavach, we're not talking about a general category. We speak about a specific carbon, and either could be the par of Yom Kippur, or could be the par of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, or could be the ayil. But it can't just be speaking about a general category, sometimes meaning this carbon, and sometimes meaning that carbon. And we have here now a very interesting teretz. By tamura, we speak about a category, and it can mean sometimes this carbon, and sometimes that carbon. Sometimes it can be speaking about a chatas, and sometimes it can be speaking about an oila. When we speak about zevach, we're only speaking, if we're going to pick a carbon, it has to be one specific carbon. And of course, the first question that we're going to begin tomorrow's shiur with the Mitzvah Shem is, why by tamura could we be speaking about a category, and why by zevach do we have to be speaking about a specific carbon?